When farmers go out for fall harvest, they're using a lot of large equipment, combines, augers. And just because you're in the field last year doesn't mean it's going to be the same this year. Lines could sag, things can change. If you see a sagging line, call 1-800-755-5000, and we recommend a minimum of 10 feet of clearance between your equipment and our power lines. If the unfortunate incident occurs where a piece of equipment gets in contact with one of our power lines, it's important to remain inside the vehicle. Call 911 and let one of our safety professionals, our trained linemen, come out there, de-energize the situation, and they will let you know when it's safe to get off the piece of equipment. In most cases, when a piece of farm equipment comes in contact with the line, you should remain in the vehicle. But should the vehicle catch on fire, or if there's some other reason that the individual feels unsafe, the proper way to exit is to jump down with both feet hitting the ground at the same time. Then you can continue to bunny hop with both feet a distance of 45 to 50 feet away to safety, or if you're unable to hop, shuffle your feet off the vehicle or away from the vehicle. Do not touch the vehicle and the ground at the same time. So hazards exist in the air and below ground. Lots of time there's buried gas lines and farmers may or may not know they're there. Always call 811 before you stick an auger in the ground, dig a fence post, or anytime you're trenching in tile, anytime you're digging below the surface, you should call 811. Should the unfortunate thing occur where you come in contact with a gas line, if it's blowing or whether you just hit it, you want to call 911 and then you want to call 1-800-755-5000. If it's a blowing gas situation, remove yourself from the area immediately. If it's a damaged pipeline and it's not blowing, still remain away from the situation, but remember to call us 1-800-755-5000 so we can come out and make the proper repair so this does not become a leak in the future.